listening to the Age Tech Podcast, the show that brings you the movers and shakers of the age tech ecosystem with your host, Karen Etkin.
Hi, Drone Techies. I'm Karen Etkin, and today I'm here with co-founder and CEO of Bold, Amanda Reese. Amanda, thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me, Karen. I'm super excited to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about Bold?
Yeah, sure. So Bold is a digital exercise and health platform that's designed to help people age well. We really are focused on preventing pain, injury, and chronic disease, and have a mission of helping people have their health span match their lifespan, and doing that primarily through exercise today. So when somebody signs up at Bold, they fill out a personalization quiz. We pair them with a customized program that's based on research and evidence, but matches things like what they're interested in and how active they've been before, so that it's tailored to be the right level for them. And then as they go through the program and take classes, we provide community support, accountability. We really try and step in and give somebody all the resources they need to actually take those actions.
Great. So what made you start this company?
Yeah, so it's a pretty personal motivation, I guess, initially. I'd studied chemical and biological engineering and dance at Princeton. And when I graduated, I moved out to the Bay Area and I moved in with my grandmother. And so I actually spent most of my 20s living with my grandmother, which was an incredible experience. But after 8 years, it, you know, came with the challenges of becoming a caregiver and all that came with that, we can go into later. But I was sitting in the middle of Silicon Valley, and I was frankly pretty disappointed that there weren't tools, services, products that were actually designed to keep her healthy. There was a lot of, okay, once she falls, here's a sensor to monitor her. Or once she's out of the hospital, here's how we'll get her rehab. But day to day, it really fell on me to figure out what can I do to help her to stop falling so often. And so because of my background in dance, I had looked into the research around exercise and fall prevention. I think a lot of people may not realize most falls are preventable if you can build back the strength, balance, and the stability. And so I started working with my grandmother and then eventually started working with groups of older adults at retirement communities throughout the Bay Area. And I felt like there was something really powerful around adapting exercise programs, making them fun and engaging, and not feeling like you're doing fall prevention, but actually building someone's strength and balance back. And so that is sort of where my initial vision came. But the fun thing about Bold is my co-founder is also my life partner, Hari. And Hari's background had been in healthcare, software, and technology. And then he had worked in venture capital. And so he really brought a deeper understanding and passion around this transition to value-based care and how we at Bold could build products designed from the bottom up for an older adult, and not just older adults today, but ourselves in a few decades, you know, and feeling like we have to start building that future that we want to age into now, but how we could potentially really make our product as accessible and available to people by partnering with doctors and health plans so that it doesn't just fall to them to find it and pay for it directly.
That is quite a remarkable story. So you basically built Bold to sort of scale the work that you had already done with so many other older adults in the Bay Area by yourself.
Yes. That's that. And I did a lot of, you know, I have to give credit to a lot of mentors and advisors who I did my training for the Tai Chi for fall prevention program. So definitely tapped into a lot of the research that existed before around this, but designed it with a little bit of a bold, fresh twist.
I also love that, like, on your LinkedIn profile, it says that Bold is a pro-aging company, which I absolutely love. I mean, I don't think there are two words that I hate more in the English language than anti-aging. I think that it's a horrible thing to say.
Same. It's crazy. It's crazy because there's a lot of ageism. And I do think about this sometimes when I'm out in the world telling people about Bold, and just the comments that they don't intend to land is incredibly ageist, but are really sad to hear when they are saying things not just about older adults today, but it's going to be them in a few decades as well, or less than that. And I think there's
if they're lucky.
If they're lucky, exactly. And there's something to be said for celebrating And, you know, if somebody could tell you you can be the exact same as you are today, but you're 100 years old, of course you'd say yes. It's just, it's more life and more to get out of it. And so our vision around health span and lifespan really is, how do we start to actually change the stats and change the numbers, where you might look today and say, well, that's because as you get old, you know, statistically, there are more older adults who have chronic conditions or are sick. But I think we have so much research and understanding of prevention that is what BOLD wants to change. And hopefully at the same time, people start to be a little less ageist.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Can you walk me through a little bit about what the process is for you? So like, if I get BOLD for my grandmother tomorrow, what's the experience like for her?
Sure. So it's all web-based. You don't need to download an app and you don't need a smartphone, although a lot of our members do take classes on their smartphones, but you navigate to our webpage, you drop in your email, your name, and then we ask you a couple questions. And so those questions are everything from, how often do you exercise today? Do you want to start seated, standing, getting up and down from the floor? Because there are some folks who are less comfortable getting up and down from the floor. And so a good starting place is just standing classes. Are you interested in balance, strength, cardio? And a couple other things that help us understand, particularly for balance, like, have you had a fall recently? Or are you worried about having a fall? Do you have a fear of falling? As well as, like, what are your barriers to exercising? So is it you feel like you don't have enough time, or when you're in a bad mood or you feel uncomfortable, you're more likely to stop? Because that helps us better give them the resources, the support, the kind of advice or nudges that might help them actually bust those barriers and be able to start taking the classes and go. And so based on those questions, we create all sorts of programs for people, because BOLD, we really believe in listening and reflecting back, that we've been listening to what our members are telling us. So those classes could be 15 minutes of seated Tai Chi, where you only take class twice a week, but over time, those 15 minute classes become 20 minute classes and 20 minute classes three times a week. And so it's that, like, natural growth and evolution of you're getting gains, and it doesn't have to be fast, right? Or somebody might come in and say, I'm not worried about any of those things. I just like the convenience of being able to work out at home. And we saw during COVID, that was major. A lot of gyms and senior centers closed. And so we actually had a lot of folks looking for high intensity cardio classes with, you know, everything from jumping jacks and burpees, which are not necessarily in our balance programs, but we have expert instructors. And so we put together a few cardio and strength programs that our members are loving right now. And so it really spans. The whole point is that we can adapt it and personalize what the program looks like, depending on who signs up and what they're looking for. And then we have fun things like, you can track your streaks for how often you're taking classes. You can participate in the community, meet other BOLD members. We've started doing some live classes and some sessions where you can ask the trainer things like, how do I do a squat? Or what do I do if I have arthritis, and what are the best exercises for arthritis in my hands? And so really wanting to just be that resource and that place somebody can go when they have questions that we're in a position to help them with.
That's wonderful. So the live classes are relatively new.
Yeah, we've done live classes over time, but recently we've started doing a weekly session where you sign up for once a week for the whole month. And then you can take, you know, four classes or five classes with same trainer and same group of people. And so it's kind of nice that before and after class, you get a chance to say hi, kind of like when you're at a boutique studio or any sort of gym, and you can see people from class week over week. And there's something really nice about having that connection.
Yeah, I imagine during COVID, it must be super nice for people to get the gym experience at home.
Yes, yes. For myself too.
Awesome. So when people sign up, does the program automatically assign them with the type of exercise that's appropriate? For someone, it will assign yoga classes, and for someone else, water aerobics or something?
Yeah, we don't have water aerobics yet, I guess. But yes, based on those survey questions that somebody, or personalization questions, we can adapt the program. And so as soon as they complete it, our system compares what they've said to what other members have said and what the research says for, if you're worried about balance, then we have research-backed balance programming. If you want cardio, then we have low impact cardio. And so then immediately you get access to those classes.
And are you able to track people's progress? Do they have to fill in a survey after 2 months to see how much more flexible they got?
Yes, we actually took, there's some core fitness assessments that are actually promoted by the CDC, particularly around balance, strength, and mobility, four stage balance, timed up and go, and the sit to stand test. And so we've made it, that's actually the first thing we did at Bold is we said, these are such good assessments to give someone not just a sense of how am I doing today, but am I improving over time? We hope so. But also, how do I compare to other people my age? And with those assessments, you actually have a lot of data so that you can show someone relative to somebody sort of in this small age slice, you're kind of doing about the same as them. You're doing a little bit more than they might on average be able to, or there's some room for improvement. And so we can help in all of those cases. That's an extra way that we can personalize a program, but I think it's actually more meaningful for a member to see how they're doing over time and also just understand for themselves where they are today.
Yeah, it certainly helps with the motivation part, right? Seeing that you're making progress.
Yes, absolutely. And I will say, I think it's important to note, sometimes things unexpected happen, and whether it's you are being a caregiver and suddenly your schedule is squeezed or you have to travel, and we hope someone travels in a place that they're able to still take Bold classes, but we get it. It's not always up and up and up and better. And so it's also helpful to have that data so that you know, oh, I've maybe slipped back a little bit from where I used to be, but I know I can get to where I was before and I can go even further. And so I don't want our members to be discouraged if they ever notice I'm not where I was. It's like, okay, let's have a conversation about it and let's figure out how we get back there.
Do you actually have these conversations with members, helping them get back on track?
Our member experience team emails, texts, and does phone calls. So there's no set schedule, like you have to do a check-in or anything. And some members don't seek out or necessarily want that kind of high touch. And we have a lot of members who do really like having, you know, text reminders or somebody to ask questions to, or just let us know that they are recovering from a cold. And so that's why they haven't taken class in a couple of weeks. And we really see that as just another channel for us to listen and provide that support. And so I would say for US based, we do calls and texts as well as the emails, but our team's very responsive on helping problem solve on emails too.
So how much does it cost? How much does membership cost?
You can sign up direct for $25 per month. So it's just a monthly subscription fee. We do have a basic membership where you're able to do those assessments, get access to a set of classes, but you won't have access to necessarily all the classes or all the programs. But for us, like I said at the beginning, it's really important to make Bold as accessible as possible. And one of the ways that we see we can do that is through partnering with health plans. And so we'll be announcing soon some partnerships that are going to make it so that anyone with this particular organization is going to be able to sign up and get premium Bold membership at no cost. And that's our hope, is that we can make that possible for millions of people who really could benefit from Bold and are looking for something like Bold.
That's amazing. I can't wait to hear the announcement. So my next question was if people can get it reimbursed. So you kind of already answered that.
One thing on reimbursement is they don't have to pay and then submit for reimbursement. In our partnership, they're just going to be able to sign up and use their ID in order to get access. But I will say there are a lot of progressive plans that are saying, you know, we won't necessarily do a partnership with one organization, but if you sign up for classes, you can get it reimbursed. So I will, for some people, maybe today, they're able to get that kind of reimbursement. But I hope more and more health plans start doing that soon.
I hope so too. And I think it's such a great step forward that healthcare providers are taking. Helping people get exercise goes a long way, like you said, for preventing falls, which is a huge, huge, huge issue, not just for the healthcare system, but for people, because people who have fallen can have severe implications for the rest of their lives.
Yep. And even more than falls, I know that's where we started, but there's so much amazing research around how exercise can help with improving or managing symptoms for a lot of chronic conditions. So arthritis, COPD, Parkinson's, peripheral artery disease. Like, there's a lot of ways that you can use the power of exercise without a surgery, without taking, you know, another pill or new prescription. And that's really where I think the research comes into play. We say sort of not all exercise is created equal. So if you want to be working on your balance, if you walk, that's not necessarily going to help your balance because you're missing out on side to side movements, backwards movements. And when you think about when you might fall, it's not necessarily like you're only walking forwards and you're falling forwards and catching yourself. There's, you have to make sure that you're training proprioception and reaction all directions. And so with that kind of attitude of not all exercises created equal, but instead of having each person have to figure out the research of what they need, can we actually make that really easy and streamlined for them? So my hope is really soon we'll be able to release a few other types of programs that are research-based and can help people feel better.
And it can also help people feel better mentally and emotionally.
Absolutely.
Right now, when people are unfortunately spending most of their time alone, it's really, really important to get those endorphins going.
Yes, it definitely helps with stress and anxiety and depressive symptoms. When I was caregiving for my grandmother and things were really tough and I didn't feel like I had time and I didn't necessarily want to leave her home just to go take a class or do something. And I think there's probably a lot of people where exercise can help sort of build that resilience and be that support when times are tough. And times are tough outside of the pandemic too, but especially now when your options are pared down, it's important.
Absolutely. So where do you see BOLD in 5 to 10 years? What's the bigger vision?
Definitely moving in this direction of layering on more types of programs, more types of experiences that might even go beyond exercise as far as helping people age well. But it all comes back to how do we give people, everyone, ourselves, more agency in how we're aging in a way that's clinical and research-based, but just feels fun and just feels like you have the tools and the resources and the support you need to age well. I think we are in a position to really be leaders in that space, just trying to really nudge towards embracing aging and thinking if you actually think about it, instead of say, I'm not going to age or I'm anti-aging, then you actually have a head start in trying to make those types of changes, decisions, investments in your health as you age. And I think a lot about actually financial tools and products where they talk about you start investing and saving early, and then you see the returns over time. And it's important to start making those decisions or investments as early as you possibly can. And I think your health is kind of like another form of wealth. And so making those decisions at the right time to do the right thing to help you age better, I think we can build out a much more expansive community that's broadly around what are all the things we can do to feel like we have agency in aging well.
That is a wonderful, wonderful vision. I'm sold.
Thank you.
You just announced that you closed a funding round of $7 million. Congratulations. Does that mean you're recruiting?
Yes, we are definitely recruiting. And I would be super excited for anyone listening who might be interested in checking it out. You can go to our website to see what positions are open. But mostly we're just looking for people who share this vision about helping people age well.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Amina. It's been a pleasure talking to you again.
Thank you so much for having me, Karen. Great to be with you.
Thank you for listening to this session of the Age Tech Podcast. For more Age Tech content, visit thegerontechnologist.com and subscribe for updates. We'll see you in the next episode.